recently overheard someone say, "What is Pentecost?" Pentecost is the essential event that makes us into a Christian community. But not just an event, a continuous, invisible, yet widely witnessed presence of God. And since its arrival, it has not stopped. Written as one of the most elaborate stories of the Bible, Pentecost seems difficult to imagine. Allow me to bring some clarity. On the day of Pentecost, God shows up in a big way. God happens. Jesus told the first believers to wait in Jerusalem for God's Spirit to come upon them. And in the meantime, they prayed. They gathered together, hiding out in an upper room. It is no small thing to gather together and pray. Jesus tells us, "Where two or three are gathered in my name." That is, where two or three are together, sharing the same intentions, the same purpose in him, "There I am," he says, "in the midst of them." Oh, to be in that room when it happened. Oh, to be in any room when it happens. There are a few among us who lately, since I've been here, have talked about going on retreat. And it makes me think what happens on retreat stays on retreat. And there's some wonderment about how people talk about getting away and being with each other. When we're on retreat, whether that's a women's group, a men's group, a youth group, a leadership group, the distractions are minimal. And that's the point, right? With distractions made minimal, we become more centered on God and on each other. Specifically, when we are genuinely present with each other, the presence of God will be witnessed. As we begin to see God reflecting off one another, undistracted by anything else, I think that's when it starts to get real. We know that God is present. Oh, to be in that room when it happens. Think of the times when you are made aware of God's presence. Maybe you have a specific time in mind. Was it a time of minimal distractions? Were others intentionally present around you? Were they intentionally present with you? I know at annual conference when the bishop gives the invitation, everyone gathered in that place is focused on one thing, and that is for the Holy Spirit to fall upon us, to rise up those who would come closer to Jesus Christ, to rise up persons who would serve in the church. We are all intentional and focused on praying in that invitation. And to me, that's an essential element for bringing about the presence of God. No distractions. Everyone focused and intentional. God's Spirit is realized when believers gather together, focus in the same intention. Distractions, agendas, opinions are minimal, and there we find Christ in the midst of us. This is, I believe, the first lesson of Pentecost, to be gathered and focused in his name. What happened on the day of Pentecost happened to all who were gathered in that place, for all of them were focused and gathered with the same intentions. And God happens when we too are focused in the same way. God happens in community when we share this focus, and that focus is Jesus Christ. I will go as far to say that Jesus is the only focus for a community established in his name. When we take our eyes off of him, the Holy Spirit is dispersed in ways that is difficult to detect among us. But when we are gathered and focused on one thing, just like on Pentecost the first time around, that's when God is undeniably found in the midst of us. In the Gospel of John, Jesus says, "I give you the Holy Spirit, the Advocate." Some of our Bibles say, "I give you the Helper, who will teach you everything." I love that. Another Pentecost lesson also teaches us to be open to receive God's Spirit, a teaching spirit. And the lessons of God may happen at any time. Pentecost is the movement of God's unexpected Spirit. Prepare our minds and believe from our hearts that God is present, even in the unpredictable events of life. The scripture tells us that those believers were confused that day when the wind rushed in and the fire and the tongues came upon all of them. They were scratching their heads saying, "What does this mean?" Could we trust that God is present even though we may not fully understand what we may be facing each day, each week? Having been in and out of hospitals and pastoring families, I've heard more than one doctor respond with their unexplanation of something that may have happened. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. I have witnessed bizarre and miraculous improvements in a patient's health, and standing among us is a well-seasoned doctor saying, "There is no medical explanation for this." And all the faithful, God-fearing people in the room exclaim, "It was God." That is why our loved one improved in his health or her health. Talk about family and friends gathered and focused. Talk about a teaching moment. Again, I think of the words of Jesus when he says, "I give you the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, who will teach you everything." Another lesson of Pentecost comes out of a story that blew the place apart. The introduction of God's Spirit was not nice and neat, it was chaos. And when we think of God's Spirit, we think of a more calming presence. Da, da, na, 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 right? But God's initial arrival upon the believers was anything but calm. If we want to see God act among us, could it be that we as a church must be prepared to be astonished? That we must prepare to be confused and yet still believe? If we want to be a church alive with the power of the Holy Spirit, living beyond a confined, boxed faith, we have to expect that such a church happens when God happens. We have to expect God to shake us up and, yes, blow things around and get them scattered occasionally. It happens once in a while, especially among parents, that your child will be quietly playing in some room. And as you tiptoe to where you hear imaginative play. You come upon a scene where every toy in the toy box has exploded in the room. Bits of paper may be scattered or torn from some artistic impulse. Clothes from the closet have been donned to fashion a heroic rescue of teddy bears from the bunk bed castle. The scene to us looks like a bomb went off. But children are creatively comfortable in the sea of chaos. For grown-ups, we're not so comfortable with disorder. We're not comfortable with unknowns or in-betweens. Is there a time when you have witnessed the presence of God in the midst of chaos? What would the saints of Salem tell us about being faithful and focused on God during unsettling times? Since the day of Pentecost, the community of believers have experienced tensions, disagreements, and conflicts, but when we are in the midst of them, may we look for God. For God happens when things are not calm and quiet. When we are faced with disorder, we tend to analyze our way through things. In seas of chaos, instead of minds burning with questions of what, why, how, maybe it is more faithful to simply say, wow. Maybe it is more faithful to just simply say, wow. Spiritual moments are intriguing. Such moments are not always for us to analyze, but may we first be faithful, present to God, present to others, and look for God's Spirit at work. So often we insist on keeping God so neatly boxed. This is my faith. But the day of Pentecost shows us that our box will never be big enough. That God will always be something bigger than we can understand or explain. When we do look for God, when do we look for God the most? We desperately need faith for the things of life that are confusing, that arise in the chaos. If our faith is perfect, but rigid, like an interlocking puzzle piece, we might miss the lesson in the midst of chaos that's a completely different puzzle. If our faith is perfect to us, an interlocking puzzle piece, we might miss the lesson in the midst of chaos that's a completely different puzzle. Faith is being open to receive. Faith is being open to receive God for the lessons of Pentecost. Is God happens. Faith is also allowing ourselves to pause in trying to understand, but instead we fall before God in total astonishment. Let us not rationally explain what happened on Pentecost. Let us believe it. Let us be open and receive God in what could be an astonishing season. God happens in ways that are amazing, but yet sometimes downright confusing. God happens in unexpected ways and unexpected places. God happens when we're gathered and focused on Christ and genuinely present to each other. May our hearts be faithful, open to receive in what I believe will be an astonishing season of Pentecost. May the Spirit of God be upon us all. Amen.